Reformed Church.
And it's just, you know, it's around, and actually, I don't know if the, there's a slide that we just had up there. It just says, it said something about joining with us for the truth. Yeah, join the movement for truth. And it's just funny because, you know, and if you don't mind just leaving that up there for a second, that was a lot of what my thinking was around, I had kind of called it up-to-date thinking. And you know what it is that natural thinking, and you've heard this before, that in 1 John, it says that the natural man, I think it's in 1 John, or maybe it's actually, no, maybe it's 1 Corinthians, not important right now. It's 1 Corinthians, that the natural man can't understand the things of God, right? But the thing is that if you figure the amount of natural thinking that we have in our minds, doesn't understand, doesn't acknowledge, a better way to say it is it doesn't consider truth, right, from God. It just, you know, natural thinking just is just based on what it sees, right? Now obviously for us, it's a bit of a mixed bag, right? Because there are times when you are thinking correctly, you're being spiritually minded, and there are times that you're not. But in the times that you're not being spiritually minded, you'll notice that your thinking is not up to date. You have really old thinking. And if you really think of it this way, all of the thinking of the natural mind is old. Like, all of it is out of date. Like, it is wrong in everything that it thinks, right? It's out of date in everything, because in its dependency on itself, in what the natural, the carnal mind thinks about you, who you are, what you have. In other words, old thinking has opinions about stuff, and those opinions are opinions you yourself used to have, right? Before you were made new, you had these opinions about yourself and about other people. And those opinions still linger in there, right? Like, everybody has an opinion. Well, your old thinking or your old man still likes to have prevalent opinions, but it's old thinking that's out of date, right? But the cool thing is that I'll wrap it up here, that when we're living by the Spirit of God, right? The Spirit of God constantly is testifying about Jesus. It says that he doesn't speak on his own, but he speaks everything that he receives from the Son, right? And Jesus said that you know, everything that he receives of me, right, which is obviously his Spirit that we have in us and the Spirit of the Father, he said he'll speak to us. And he said, I can say that he takes of what is mine, because everything that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of what is mine and declares it to you. So that means that what he's speaking to us is everything that is of the Father and everything that is of the Son is the thing that he testifies to us. That is up-to-date truth about who you are, what you have, what your opinions should be about yourself, about your circumstances, about your life, about other people's lives, about how you even behold and look at another believer, how you judge another believer, what you think about other believers should be what God thinks about them, right? What you think about yourself should be what God thinks about you, right? So it's such an awesome thing just to see clearly. Like, that's been standing out to me in a very big way. Whenever I see, like, old man, right? Like, things spoken about the old man that was crucified with Christ, right? That old man, like, literally, he's old. He's out of date, not because of age, but because of thinking. He's called the old man not because he's old in age or in days. He's the old man because he's out of date. So therefore, all of his thinking is out of date, right? And that's not you anymore. So you can literally call him the old man and not take any responsibility, like, that's who I am, right? That's not, the old man is a thing of the past, right? That's not who you are. That's not anything of you. So if whenever your mind is trying to categorize you into who you used to be, I mean, don't do this thing about arguing in your mind with the old man, right? How do you argue with somebody who's crucified, right? Who's dead, who's inactive, who has should have no say at all in your mind? Just talk to Jesus and say, Lord, remind me who I am. Remind me what you have given me in this area. Begin to acknowledge him. Delight yourself in him. I tell you what, if you just take away two things from this right now, just delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord and have up-to-date thinking. It's just, I tell you what, your life will go much, much easier when you just remind yourself, oh, like, I can actually do that. I can delight myself in the Lord, right? That's actually how you can acknowledge him, you know. Acknowledging the Lord doesn't have to seem like a computer program that you kick off, you know, an executable or something, right? Acknowledging the Lord should be like you delighting yourself in him, giving thanks to the Lord, rejoicing in him because of what he's given you, right? It's just a good thing to remember. But anyway, good.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.